is clients could have been directed toward my service or to my service to be set up, maybe with a gal who worked for the agency, again, very unwittingly by to my knowledge. It all sounds very I-spy and very exotic and very wild. But, you know, if you start to think about it for a few minutes, that maybe it really isn't.
No, it actually sounds very plausible. You said that members of the intel community came to you. And
Not to me specifically. They have come to one of my attorneys in particular.
Okay, and came to the attorney. And did they bring a file of people that might have worked for you that they knew had been associated with foreign intelligence?
Well, it could be domestic intelligence.
Or domestic
intelligence. Any intelligence. No, they did not. They came as a person who's a veteran of the intelligence community and explained what they believed was one of the many things that had been going on for years with my agency.
So how would releasing the phone numbers thwart that?
Well, nobody would. If you're outed, you're not going to be blackmailed anymore.
I guess, but it might speak to a case where, since there's no names associated with the phone numbers, somebody might already be under somebody else's thumb, just from 2 or 3 years ago or 5 years ago,
well,
and they might
true,
have
but
for
but
years
numbers,
been squeezed
those
from.
Numbers very quickly are being attributed to names and identities.
Okay. You know what? I want to rephrase. I'm going to go back to Ed from Peoria's question. He said, why are you doing this to the government? I would phrase it very differently. I would say, why aren't you sitting still for your beating?
I'm not sitting still. You know,
there you go.
I'm never going to sit still. I'm going to fight this to the end.
I mean, why? I mean, I'm with you, but why?
I'm just never going to let them do this to me. I what